Hello everyone. You're very welcome along on this latest audio walk from Open Country in Bolton Abbey with me, Tom. You join me on a gloriously dramatic atmospheric day today. Autumn is slowly turning into winter, and I've got the privilege of walking through Strid Wood. We'll be following the banks of the River Wharf up to the Strid itself through this beautiful little patch of woodland that flanks the gorge that the river flows through. It's already tempting me in with the remaining sets of autumn colour that are acting as lights guiding my way amongst an otherwise very wintry feeling scene. When I first arrived, or at least when I was driving into the site, first thing, there was mist clinging to the valley, which just adds to the atmosphere of this already very brooding place. I've got a good feeling about this walk today. So let's put our best foot forward and explore the Strid and Strid Wood. We've taken the middle track from the Cavendish Pavilion, from where we started this walk. There is a path that hugs the bank of the river, and also one that sits higher up in the woodland that I intend to return on after we've visited the Strid. But this middle path winds its way quite widely through the central part of Strid Wood, guiding tourists to the main attraction, which we'll get to in a little while. The wood itself is made up of a combination of trees. Just around where I'm standing now, there's a large beech tree with its smooth bark reaching up towards the canopy beyond. A sycamore tree, which is directly in front of me and a little less established. And some sessel oak trees, which once formed the majority of the trees in this wood. Because the soil is quite acidic, the sessel oak tree thrived here. But over the years, it's been cleared out a little bit to allow some other deciduous native trees to take hold. And what that's allowed is this beautiful plethora of colour at this time of year. And as the cooling breeze blows through, it's removing the remnants that are still clinging to the trees, these beautiful oranges and yellow leaves that are falling like snow around me and settling on the ground, creating this beautiful mosaic carpet of autumn colour. As I look down to my right, the river is very much in full spate after some heavy rain recently, which is another reason why I think the Strid will be very impressive today, as the water channels through the narrowness of the rock and careers down the valley. So let's continue to follow the path as it meanders through this exquisite part of Wharfdale. I'm now standing at the base of one of these mighty sessel oak trees. It's got lovely, gnarly, crusty bark, part of which is clad in moss and lichen, which is a sign of clear and fresh air here at the Bolton Abbey Estate. It's almost providing a coat for the tree on what is a rather chilly day. The beads of water that have clung to the tree during the misty period this morning are now dripping onto my flat cap, as if the tree's saying, "Hello, Tom. Welcome to Stridwood." As I look further up, there's also little bits of fern growing out of mossy patches on the branches that are now looking very skeletal and wintry, as the majority of the leaves have fallen off. The Cecil oak tree can be identified from its acorns, whereas the standard English oak that we often find around the UK has stems on the acorns. When they fall, the Cecil oak tree doesn't, so the acorn just falls on its own. Hang on a minute, I think that was a tree creeper just landing on this tree just above me. I'm just going to move my way around. I think I've just scared it off. I think it's scuttled a bit further up the tree to hide behind a branch. Tree creepers are a little bit like mice. They just cling to the bark of the tree and scuttle up in a creeping fashion, hence the way that they get their name. It was a fleeting glimpse, but lovely to see. Anyway, I digress. Because there are so many oak trees in this area of Strid Wood, the estate actually collects acorns for future planting. And they collect, on average, about 8,000 acorns a year. And they try and plant, not just oaks, of course, but they try and plant nearly 40,000 trees a year. So it goes to show that the wood is ever evolving and changing, which is lovely to see. And it's good to know that these trees that are being planted will soon be as large, well, say soon, in a few hundred years anyway, of this tree that we're currently stood at the base of. Really is beautiful. From tree creepers, we come to goldfinches. The birds are loving it here at Strid Wood this morning. There's a flock of goldfinches just flitting alongside the river next to me as I continue up the path through Strid Wood. They keep landing on rather flimsy stems of flowers that have died off from the summer growth, and they're feeding on the seeds. Now, I know goldfinches aren't the largest bird in the world, but they seem to be overweighing the little stems that they're perching on and almost falling off as they bend underneath their weight. It's quite comical to watch, actually. They're beautifully vibrant birds with a red patch on their face, a black head, and gold flashes down the wings and the side of their body, hence where they get the name goldfinch from. It's lovely to see them playing around here as they feed and make use of the seeds that have grown throughout the summer and then into the autumn. The Strid Wood is also a great place to visit during the whole year, not just at this time of year, especially in the spring and summer where it's awash with wild flowers. It's lovely to come and see wild garlic and bluebells and wood sorrel that plaster the sides of the gorge during those times of year. It's tempting me to return when the weather warms up a bit more. But today, I'm just going to be warmed, metaphorically maybe, by the lovely ochre colours of the leaves that are falling around me and on the ground as we continue towards the main attraction of our walk today, our destination of the Strid. The section of the wood that we're walking through now is beautifully peaceful. A bit further down where we started the walk, the river flows a bit shallower over rocks underneath the surface, creating undulations and loud crashing noises as the water, which is quite high in the river at the moment after recent heavy rainfall, crashes over the rocks and careers down towards the Abbey ruins. But here, although the river is immediately on our right-hand side, it's running much more calmly, which is creating a beautiful air of solitude, especially as I stand next to a couple of trees, one on either side of the river. They're almost reaching out to touch each other. It seems that they're trying to breach the divide of the river and communicate. One of them, another oak, the one on this side of the river, is a sycamore. Both of them, like the oak that we stood next to earlier, are clad in moss and ferns, as if they are dressed up for the winter. On the river's surface, there are little white bubbles floating along, which I can only presume are remnants from where the river is channeled through the narrow Strid, which we'll come up to in a moment, which is going to break the solitude and create more drama and suspense. But for the moment, I'm just going to stand here and enjoy the peace, as all I can hear is the leaves being rustled by the light winter breeze and the birds tweeting pleasantly in the branches above. In the background, you may be able to hear a pulsating rhythmic splashing noise. It's actually a branch of a tree that's bouncing on the surface of the water on the river as it flows through. Because the water is at a certain height, it's catching it and pulling it along, and then the tree sort of twangs back. And the process happens all again. It's quite mesmeric to watch. Regular listeners to these audio walks will know that I like to go in search of kingfishers. And I know that this section of the River Wharfe is one which they like to play and live in. So I'll keep my eyes peeled and my ears peeled for them. It's often you hear them before you see them. Although because the water is running very high, it may put them off foraging. But you never know. We can stay optimistic. Because already we've witnessed that tree creeper and the flock of goldfinches. And I also heard a tawny owl, which for the middle of the day, well, middle of the morning anyway, is rather rare. They usually like to come out at crepuscular and dusk times, but this one was obviously awake. I also heard a woodpecker earlier on as well. So we're not doing too badly for our wildlife today. It's obviously performing for us as we continue our walk along the River Wharfe up towards the Strid. In fact, many people think I make these things up, but a woodpecker has just perched on a tree on the opposite bank of the river. I'm encouraging it to try and make a noise just so it can prove that it's there on the recording, but it's sitting rather quietly at the moment. In fact, it's just flown off to a tree a bit further up the wood on the other bank. Right on cue. How wonderful. The water's starting to pick up pace again as it whips around a meandering corner. Just around this corner, I know for a fact that we're going to be greeted by the Strid itself. But before we do, we've got another little wildlife encounter. As I say, the bird life is performing for us for this audio walk today. I'm just looking across at the opposite side of the river where a heron is looking to do a bit of fishing. Standing guard over the riverbank, looking with its eyes, just channeling underneath the water's surface to see if it can find its, well, I suppose at this time of day, as I'm recording, it would be its brunch. Oh, it looks like it's either heard me or it's given up because it's just flown off. But lovely to see all the same. We've made it to the dramatic landscape of the Strid. It's at this point in the River Wharfe's journey where the wide river is suddenly channeled between the narrow banks where rocks overhang. And as the water channels its way through, it's churned up and crashes through this narrow gap. It's said that the river goes from about 3 to 4 metres deep to suddenly a chasm of upwards of 50 metres, which standing on this rock at the side is almost impossible to get your head round. As the rocks overhang, the river as it crashes through creates caves and eddies underneath the water as it erodes away at the rock underneath. It's almost quite frightening to think of what it's like down there in the depths. It's said to get its name from stride because when the river is a little lower than it is today, the narrowest point between the rocks on either side of the bank is only 1.5 metres wide. So it may be tempting to jump across from one side of the bank to the other, but it's definitely not recommended because the current of the water is such that it pulls things underneath. So if anything falls in, it's very difficult to get back out again. It is said that 100% of people that have fallen into the Strid have not been able to escape with their lives intact. So with the rocks being slippery and covered all with leaves and moss today, I'm not going to venture any closer than I am at the moment. I do feel as if I'm close enough to get the full impact of this amazing stretch of river. Oh, I've managed to tear myself away from the Strid, and I've walked a little bit further up the path just to find a quiet spot to compose myself, I suppose, once again. Believe it or not, standing right next to it, it's quite hypnotic, quite mesmeric, with the swirls of water and the sound that echoes through your eardrums. It really does draw you in. Anyway, I suppose it's now time to start making our way back towards the Cavendish Pavilion from where we started the walk, because A, I think I need to warm up a bit. I can feel that my fingers are starting to lose feeling on this chilly late autumn day. And I'm also feeling quite hungry as well. Watching that heron fishing has made me quite peckish. So I think I'll make my way back for my lunch. Maybe not by standing next to the river and waiting for a fish to come past, but I'm sure I'll be able to find something when I get back to base. So with that, I'd like to thank you ever so much for joining me on this audio walk along through Strid Wood to the Strid itself today. I do hope you've enjoyed it as much as I have, witnessing these beautiful autumnal scenes and wildlife spectacles, and of course the raging torrent of the Strid itself. If you'd like to listen to more of our audio walks, then please visit the Bolton Abbey and Open Country websites. I look forward to speaking to you again in our next audio walk.